So I'm joined by Lisa from The Beauty of Heaven, which is based here in Brentwood. So it's lovely to see you. And is your surname actually Lisa Heaven, isn't it?
Yeah, that is our family name.
Do you know what? Because I thought to myself, I thought, no, it's got it. That's probably a made up name. But it is. What a great surname.
Thank you. My mum did some research going back through some generations, and there is like a trail of heavens.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That is excellent.
So it had to be in there, The Beauty of Heaven.
So tell us how you actually started in the world of beauty.
Mainly when I left school, really, it was sort of, what pathway am I going to go down? Went to college, and growing up, I was always sort of a Saturday girl in a salon. So I was always shampooing hair. So if anything, I was going to go down the stylist route, the hairstylist route. But I liked the outfits that the beauty girls were wearing at college, the whites and everything. And I thought, oh, I like that. And I enrolled on the course, and then I thought, oh, I do love this. Yes, I've been going strong for 2 decades now. I love the way that the industry changes. I love the dynamics. I love what you can add to it, what you can take apart. And I think that's the freedom of having your own sort of business, is thinking outside of the box and there's no rules.
So you must spend a lot of time sort of researching what's coming up, what the next thing might be, and then you've got to do all the training.
Yeah. So my rule is always that I have to have the treatments. I have to love the treatment. I have to, you know, because you can have, once you're doing all this research, you have all the magazines in front of you, you have all the telephone calls, what this product does, what that product does. For me, it has to work. I have to be able to say to my clients, this, trust me, this is what you need. And they have to trust me for them to then get their objective out of that treatment. So I personally choose every treatment that I'm going to bring into the salon, and then be able to advise it to clients that is going to be beneficial for them. So yeah, it's a long process, and keeping up with all the turns and changes of the industry. Post-COVID has flipped the treatments that people require. So it's even more sort of starting from the drawing board again and sort of doing a little brainstorming what works and what isn't going to work.
Because you were saying about what's happened with the business, and I'm sure it's happened with other Brentwood businesses, is the way that people are, you know, coming to see you has changed, the times have changed. That's all due to what's happened with COVID.
Yeah, it's like you have a business and you know your business, you know when your busy times are going to be, when you need more manpower, when you don't. And where people have been working from home, people have lost their jobs, it is completely changed. And, you know, Brentwood is becoming more, there's more homes, so we've got more resident clients. So therefore, we're more busier evenings and weekends. So it's then getting the manpower to fit into them slots. It's like learning your whole business all over again and your clients' needs. Because when you're dealing with people that are at work, they're just in and out, quick. What quick express treatments can you have? When now it's like well-being, mental health, menopause is a huge thing at the moment. I've learned so much watching women go through it. For me, it's to bespoke and tailor-make these treatments and the research I do in what's out there for the client base that I've got now.
Davina McCall, she's put a lot of time and effort into bringing the menopause to the front of people's minds, because it is one of those things, but oh, she's having a bit of a moment, she's having a hot flush, she's going through the menopause. Yeah. It's like, because that's what people have tended to say, or you wouldn't say anything at all.
Yeah.
And it's opened it out to just be something that is going to happen. I mean, you're a young girl out there, it will happen.
Yeah.
If you get older, lucky enough to live a full life, it's going to happen. So hopefully over the years, things are getting better and better and more treatment, because it can be crippling for some people. Some people can sail through it and have no problem. A lot of people have a lot of issues, whether it be emotional, whether you get hot flushes, or, you know, just
mentally,
putting on weight. And it's just, you know, and obviously not being able to have children anymore. It can all have like a big psychological
huge
impact.
And I think we're just now talking about it. I don't know if it's because of COVID and we were all locked away for so long that now it's kind of like, I'm free, let's talk about life.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the main thing is the more you talk about it, the more you educate it. People about it. I could have be doing somebody's nails and them telling me their symptoms and thinking, oh gosh, I didn't know that was a thing. And then being able to help the next client I see that, you know, that actually is a symptom, you're not going mad, you know, rest assured, try this route, try that route.
What sort of treatments would you suggest for somebody who is going through menopause and probably having a few issues?
So when we came out of lockdown, Melanie, who does the reflexology, went on a menopause bespoke reflexology course. So what that was, it is reflexology, but it's tailor-made, especially to target those pressure points for those symptoms that you're having. I mean, we've had clients' feedback saying that they've released their symptoms by 80% just after one treatment. And then, you know, we're able to then give you home care and aftercare advice, how to deal with these hot flushes, anxiety, a bit of depression when you go home afterwards, and then sort of make a sort of aftercare package from you when we would recommend we see you again. What we like to do is back-to-back the appointment. So come in next week, then once you're getting on top of things, we do it every fortnight, every 3 weeks, to get to the point every 4 to 6 weeks. And that's just a holistic approach in self-healing, really.
And I tell you what, I have had, years ago, I had reflexology. I don't know how it works, but it, for me, it worked. And I literally got off the bed and I said, and for days afterwards, I just felt fantastic. Now, I've been very lucky because I did actually come to your fantastic beauty parlour. Got all roses up on the walls, yeah, and you've got like thrones that you sit in, and it's, yeah, absolutely gorgeous. And it must have taken a long time to sort of get everything sorted the way you wanted it.
Yeah, because I almost wanted it to be different. So everything is handmade and everything is sort of, I've drawn it out. I've got a great carpenter that sort of just goes with whatever I say. I text him and I go, I've got an idea,
yeah,
and get to the drawing board. We made all the flower walls ourselves and the drapes hanging, this drapes on the ceiling, so that, you know, most clients spend their time on their back looking up. So I'm thinking, what can you look at? Why not have something pretty or nice or different to look up at? Mm. So everything, every detail has been taken into account and trying to make it relaxing before you even touch you or, yeah, before you even have a treatment. You're sort of wooed and wowed. Ethos is from home to home. So like you feel comfortable and relaxed at home, that's, yeah, exactly how I want you to feel when you come into the salon.
Yeah, and I did, because I had a fantastic hot stone massage, which was awesome, absolutely awesome. And I'm still on a high from having, oh, that one, because I felt so uplifted.
Yeah.
And it is that touch massage, treat yourself, to do something for yourself.
Yeah, self-love. And I think, again, post-COVID, that's what a lot of us have been lacking, that touch. We haven't been able to hug people for however, yeah, long, you know. So that sort of hands-on touch straight away is just, it goes a long way for people's self-esteem and emotion as,
yeah,
well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And those kind of holistic treatments, we always work bare feet so that we're grounded, so that anything that we're literally taking away, anything emotionally that you're going through, and trying to give that positivity into you. So that feeling and that look on your face when you walked out of the treatment room is like the look that I love to see. Yeah. I'm like, right, yeah, you've got it. Now go home and relax.
I did. I looked at myself in the mirror. You know, you pull the mirror down in the car and I was like, wow, you look you look like you're totally zoned out.
I love it.
You've got four children with quite a big age gap, and you've got, yeah, your business, which you set up,
which is my baby,
which
as
is
well.
Your baby. And yeah, so do you get any time, because you're obviously very, very busy, do you get any time to actually experience treatment as a treat rather than testing, yeah, out a new product?
I think I live off adrenaline, yeah, first of all. When I have treatments, I normally do my own, but then, because we're all so busy, but if I'm having an issue with, I don't know, migraines or backache, reflexology does it for me every time. Yeah. I'm a sucker for reflexology. My last pregnancy, the baby was breech until 36 weeks. And I had about a couple of days before I had to go in and then turn him. So Melanie, again, who does the reflexology, also specialises in pregnancy, conception, and trying to help you conceive. So we went in on a Friday night. I'm like, turn this baby. And she did all the pressure points. And I came out going, oh my God, my bump's changed. Mm. And the Monday I had my scan and they were like, baby's head down.
Yeah.
And that's not the first. We've had feedback from when she has turned a baby before. Triggered labour can also give you pressure points to help you with pain during labour as well. Yeah. So for me, it is, I have to practice what I preach, right? So, you know, the holistic approach, before I go down the medication route, I do like to try the holistic treatments first. And it does ease whatever you're going through. Even having your nails done, that feeling of looking down at your hands thinking, oh,
Yeah.
I look together today.
Yeah, that's the one thing I'm a bit of a sucker for, is having my toes and my fingernails done.
Yeah.
Because I just look down and go, actually, I look okay because my nails are painted, rather than chipping off and flaking all over the place. What about awards time? Because we've had some awards here in Brentwood.
Yeah.
So tell us about what happened.
Brentwood Business Awards. So we applied for Best Customer Service. So we were finalists. This year applied and we won.
Excellent.
For Best Customer Service. Wow. And the thing behind it was, for me, customer service is all about, like what I said, all the research that goes into making that treatment bespoke and that treatment for you, rather just having a menu and coming in and you saying, I want this, this, that and the other, and then me going, okay, and doing it, knowing full well it's not suitable for you or there's actually something that you can benefit from. And educating clients as well, again, all the trials and tribulations people are going through, how you can help yourself, how you can help the mind, how important it is to wax and stay on waxing, and what, you know, shaving does to the hairs and things like that. So yeah, it's all about educating clients, and we do spend time with each client to do this before and after treatments. And my thing is, with the girls, I always say, block yourself out more time than the treatment time, which when you're working for bigger corporate companies, it's like in and out. You've got an hour to do a massage. You've got to get that client in and out within an hour. For me, it's spend time with that client, find out what their objective is, put together their treatment for them, do the treatment, then the aftercare advice, get your room ready, sanitized for the next client. So it's all those little things that we've put in place to make you feel like, oh, do you know what? I didn't feel like I was on a conveyor belt, and I actually, you know, feel like I've had a treatment and feel calm.
And the good thing about where you are is you've got parking.
Yes.
Which is excellent, because as you know, Brentwood is a bit of a nightmare for parking. And also, if you're having any treatments, again, a lot of the times you've got to park at the car park and then you've got to walk a big distance to get where you got. And then you've had a treatment, you're like, oh, then you've got to walk all the way back to the car in the rain or whatever. Yeah. But you literally can park outside your door.
Yeah, we have free parking, which is always good.
Which is lovely. So whereabouts are you based in Brentwood?
So we're in Worley. So the best place to describe is, it used to be opposite the Ford's head office, which is now Worley HQ, with the new apartments. So we're in a little complex over the road from there.
Now we've got COVID out of the way, touch wood, hopefully this Christmas is going to be a good one for lots of local businesses.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it change from May. We've been consistent and we had a very good summer, and I think again people started to go away, people started to trust that, you know, it's okay, I'm vaccinated, to go away. So summer felt like summer back in the day. It felt like a normal summer.
Yeah.
So the way that it's looking at the moment for Christmas, like I had to introduce an online booking in system, just because we are a small business and getting the staff in, if we're in treatments, we can't get the phone and things like that. So it gives clients the option then to book online. So looking at the bookings already, the week before Christmas, it's like, oh, it's going to be back in the day Christmas again.
Yeah.
Because the last two Christmases haven't been great, because that's when we get the spike.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, stay at home, only go out if you have to. So it looks like we're back in for Christmas.
Which is excellent. Now, if you are out there in Brentwood, you know, support local businesses, because if you want original, different places in Brentwood, and you don't just want, I know there's wonderful coffee shops here, but if you only want the coffee shops and you don't want anything else, then that's what's going to happen. You have to support local businesses along the high street and all the shops all the way down, right the way down to sort of Worley. Go and spend your money locally rather than going to the big shopping centre.
It means everything, especially when you've put everything into setting up your business with your business plan. And, you know, when people come through the doors and then have a great experience, it does. It means everything. So even to win an award, I don't think anyone, unless you're a business owner, can really understand actually how much it means, you know?
Yeah.
I think I stopped crying for like 5 days. It was just like...